Patrick, Mike, and Lou. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, man?
We follow you on Twitter. We all follow you here in studio, our producers, myself and Lou. And noticed yesterday you tweeted about how good it was to see family. I know that originally you went to high school out in California, Patrick. How tough is it once the season gets going, is it, as a player, to get that family time as part of your prep week in and week out for your job at the Patriots?
It's definitely hard, man. You know, my family's on the other side of the country, but, you know, they take the time to come out here. So they're out here this weekend, you know, for my son's birthday. So now I get to see everybody, and now it's just going to be a good weekend. And, you know, when the game starts, though, family's out there. This is game time.
Well, happy birthday to your son. And how many times will your family get a chance to sneak out here during the season, Patrick? Is it a one-time thing that will happen throughout? How does that work?
Just whenever they can. You know that those flights are expensive back and forth. Just whenever they can, whenever they can get some time off. You know, me and my family are really close, regardless if they're, you know, 3,000 miles away or just a couple minutes down the street. So it really doesn't matter, but we're definitely close and we'll be good.
Hey, Patrick, we do a little fantasy football here, and my guy here, the Mutt Man, paid some respects, named his team Welcome to the Chungle. Now,
yeah.
But the problem is if you saw his team, I don't think he'd be too proud.
Oh, all right. The name's cool. I'll give him the name. I'll give him like a B on that.
Hey, it's a B-plus name.
All right. Solid name.
I didn't go everyone Pat Chung
D
tonight.
Team.
I thought that was a new one that wasn't out there yet for the fantasy.
It is. It's a new one. I give it to you. I like it.
Hey, I want to talk about that game last week. You were out there. It seemed like every single play. It was a hot night. It looked like Miami was dying out there. But you guys look like you're fresh. I mean, I don't know if you guys did something different to get ready for that game than they did, because you guys look like you're ready to go for four quarters.
It's how it is. You know, the game goes, and we got a lot of conditioning, working out. But that game is over now, man. We got San Diego. We got another team coming in. Then, you know, they have some speed. They have some big guys. So we gotta get ready for them. That game is in the past, man.
You played 76 defensive snaps, Patrick. Is that something you aim to do every week? Be out there for every play?
Hopefully, I play as many downs as I can. It's whatever coach really needs me. If I play 5 plays or I play 80 plays, it doesn't matter. Whatever coach needs me to do, I'm going to do it.
Now, you know, you move on, like you said. You got San Diego, and they got some weapons. You know, Chad Henne and his team last week with Marshawn Best, and now this week, it's Phillip Rivers. It's Malcolm Floyd, Vincent Jackson, Antonio Gates. There's a lot of height and a lot of weapons prepared. I'm sure it's been a busy week.
Definitely. You said it all, man. Those guys are good. He can throw the ball. They're big receivers. They know how to catch the ball. They're physical. I mean, they're a good all-around team, you know, so we have to come ready to play. I mean, they'll be ready to play, and, you know, it's going to be good.
What do you do to try to stop a tight end with the speed and the size of an Antonio Gates?
Everything you can. he's a player. He can make plays. He's a playmaker. He's big, fast. He uses his hands. Good body control. I mean, just has to be everything. The technique has to be on point.
You know, Rozai Dowling last week gets a start. He gets Brandon Marshall early on. And, you know, that height, Rozai's a big, big boy. I mean, that's got to help going up against some of these guys. What'd you think of game one from the rookie?
That's for coach to really answer. I mean, he's good, though. I mean, athletic, he's good. He's smart. He's confident. I like it. I mean, that's what you need in the back end. But that's really a question for coach, man.
You had a couple of new guys you work with. I want to focus on this week, but give me a grade, not a grade, but how you felt the communication was on defense, rotating in with a couple of guys. So that communication, Patrick, something that you'll have to continue to work on this season?
Yeah, I mean, that just takes time, you know. You know, I'm confident in everybody in the back end. It just takes time, you know. As the season goes along, it's going to be a lot easier to communicate. Sometimes we'll just look at each other and be able to know what we're talking about, you know. So as the season goes along, we're in the same, and we're having these meetings, and, you know, we're learning the defense, and they get confident in the book along with me. You're not just talking about them, and then we'll be good.
We talked a lot about the shortened offseason, shortened preseason. You come out of the gates right away with a short week, you know, heading into week two, kind of jamming everything into 1 week. Must be nice. At least you guys are home. We don't have to travel across country to San Diego. But still, like, this whole season, does it still seem like it's in a rush right now?
No, man. You just take it in stride. Take it game by game. You know, whether or not you have an extra day or one less day to get ready for a team, regardless, you have to get ready for them. Period. I mean, whether it's cramming a bunch of information in one day or spreading it out throughout the week, it really doesn't matter, man. You have to be ready to play, then be ready to play too.
You played this team last year in October out there, Patrick. Anything you can take from that game as you get ready for Sunday afternoon, 4:15?
Oh, that's last year, man. Last year is over, man. It's a new team. you know, new coaches. I mean, this is a whole different game plan, a whole different game. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, big party plan for your son. Will you get ice cream cake? You do the streamers. What are we doing?
Yeah, man, we got a little bounce about, you know.
Oh,
cook some jerk chicken. Yeah.
We'll give you an update on how Welcome to the Jungle does.
We're
going to
roll
weekend.
This week. We got Brady and we got Woodhead. Patrick, that's good, right?
Yeah, I like that. That's two good guys right there.
See, don't rip my team. Don't let him do that, Patrick. All right. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
I appreciate it, guys.
There he is, Patrick Charles.